Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
So the stock market is annoying, up and down, in and out. Don't do anything. You know, I can't give you direct financial advice, but I can kind of guide. Just let it play out. It's going to be up and down the whole year. Here's something interesting. The market, Wall Street, wants Trump to win the election. He wants, that industry wants Trump to be president. Not everybody. There's these crazy CEOs, you know them, particularly in the media companies. But Trump is a supply side guy. All right. So if he's elected, it's lower taxes, more money in circulations. Consumers feel that they can buy bigger things, that kind of a thing. And that's why Trump did well the first time around economically. Biden is a big government regulation guy, and the street doesn't really like that because it's all capitalism there. All right. So when the polls show that Trump is going ahead, the stock market is likely to go up, and the reverse is true. If Biden pulls ahead, then you're going to see it go down. All it is, of course, temporary. Now, Biden wins again, I expect a huge reaction from Wall Street. Not good, by the way. But I could be wrong. I mean, it's impossible to really predict. The campaign is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So there are some things that are quite clear and are not going to change. And you know me, I mean, I'm a big mouth and I put myself on the line, but I'm 90% right about what I tell you. And there will be no presidential debate this year. And Joe Biden's people aren't going to put him up there. Here's how crazy it is. So I'm on Hannity's radio program today, and he's talking about Iran and Israel. And I just agree a little bit with Hannity on how Israel should come back to Iran. And I'm going to play that for you tomorrow because we're stacked tonight. But in the process, I said, you had the prime minister of Iraq in the White House on Monday with the president of the United States, and they did not hold a press conference on Iran. And Iraq is right next door, historically an enemy to Iran. And Iran bombs Israel on Saturday, and less than 2 days later, you don't even hold a press conference. In addition, Biden, as we reported, had to read off a card what he and the prime minister of Iraq talked about. He couldn't even remember what the conversation was 10 minutes ago. So this is just staggering. You think that Biden's going to get up there for a 90-minute debate with Trump? There's no way on earth. So that's not going to happen. Number two, both candidates will say anything, anything at all. Doesn't matter if it's true. It doesn't matter. All right. Those days are gone. Political people will just say stuff. They don't care if it's true. Now, here's a good example. Yesterday in Scranton, the president of the United States made a few remarks. Go.
We have opened more campaign offices because of you all than he hadn't opened any that I'm aware of. I'm not being facetious. We're also in a situation where we're in a position that we're generating a paid staff that's significant. And we're growing in every state. I've been to every single of the toss-up states so far. And guess what? If you knock anybody knows anything about polling, it's awful hard to poll these days. Because, no, I'm serious. But guess what? Even in the polls that are being used now, we're heading in 35 polls.
Well, guess what? And I'm not being facetious. No, you're not. That's totally ridiculous. And we fact-checked it, and it wasn't even close. You want to know the truth? Here's the truth. And this is taken from Real Clear Politics, which tracks every single presidential poll. Just go to realclearpolitics.com, see for yourself. So, since February 21st, Biden leads Trump in 12 national polls head-to-head. Trump leads Biden in 19, and 4 are toss-ups. So Biden is not ahead, never has been ahead, never will be ahead in 35 individual polls unless some crazy thing happens, which is certainly true, could happen. So Biden is going to say this stuff because he knows he's not going to get fact-checked by the Washington Post or the New York Times or the Network News. He doesn't care what I say. All right. He doesn't care what the anti-Biden media says. And I'm part of the anti-Biden media, and I don't even want to be there. I don't even want to be part of any media movement. I just want to be independent, but I can't be pro-Biden. He's the second worst president in our history. And when my book comes out September 10th, we'll prove that. Okay? It's not even hard to prove. All right, as far as the campaign is concerned, no debate. They'll say whatever they want. And Trump will say whatever he wants to. I mean, he doesn't care. He's not fact-checking himself. So we have conventions, Republican July 15th to 18th, and Democrat August 19th to 22. Why? I mean, there's no reason to have them, unless something happens, which is possible. Biden's going downhill so fast that he's not a lock, as I said. But if things stay the same, why nobody's going to watch him. There's no reason to have him. I think Trump's going to announce his VP sooner rather than later. I mean, it's possible he might hold it over to the convention, but I don't think so. Now, I have said this and said this and said this. I believe it is a gut feeling of mine that there will be an event or events with an S that will change the complexion of this race. I don't know what it is. It's in my bones here. Okay? And that's the memo. All right, so Joe Biden's in Pittsburgh doing, you know, raising money and getting the unions and telling everybody everything's great. Okay, that's what he does most of the time now. New poll from The Economist magazine, left wing magazine. 1,795 American adults, not registered voters, not likely voters, adults, which means that the polling pool is not as intelligent as it could be. First question, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Donald Trump? Favorable, 43, pretty high number there. Unfavorable, 54. How about Joe Biden? Favorable, 38, 5 points lower than Trump. Unfavorable, 59, 5 points higher. That's interesting. Final question, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden's handling his job as president? Approve, 37%. That's Jimmy Carter territory. Disapprove, 59%. And that is from a left-wing organization, The Economist. All right, Trump trial was off today. As you may know, 7 out of the 12 jurors have been selected. Trump cannot get a fair trial in New York City. Just think back. Okay, so on the first go around, no trial, just the judge, a woman named E. Jean Carroll was awarded $83 million for I don't even know what it was. Nobody really knows what it was because there was no witness in, but she said Trump did something to her. He gets $83 million. Okay, on the second go around, which was the business trial, civil action by the state of New York, Trump is ordered to pay about $500 million. Come on. This is insane. Never happened. Unprecedented. And so, okay, everybody knows what this is. If I go to Iran tomorrow, I'm not going to get a fair trial. Do we all have it? So Trump's not going to get a fair trial in this hush money thing. There's no way. The judge is a left-wing guy. Manhattan hates Trump. You know, they got seven jurors. Where do those jurors come from? I don't know. So that's all I can say about this trial. It's just he's not going to get a fair trial. What the Trump lawyers are doing is they're just accumulating all of this, and they'll take it into the federal system on appeal. That's what's going to happen. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. And on a border, National Guardsman shot a violent migrant trying to get in this country. The guy was stabbing two other migrants. That's nice. So an Indiana National Guards person shot this guy, and the guy ran back into Mexico wounded. We don't know any more than that now. The two migrants the guy stabbed are in the hospital. They will live. So it is becoming increasingly violent on the southern border. In fact, since October 23, 140 Border Patrol agents have been assaulted, physically assaulted. This is because of Joe Biden. That's why. So, again, everywhere you look, Biden has created problems. Now, Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Chief, Alejandro, the House is going to give the Senate impeachment articles, and Chuck Schumer, the Democratic head of the Senate, is going to bury it. I don't even know if they'll vote on it. Schumer go, okay, thanks, put it in the drawer, which he can do. And it's going nowhere. But that allegedly happened today in Mayorkas. Mayorkas is just a flunky. He doesn't make policy. He does what he's told. Okay. Now we're going to go to a very fascinating story, but it is grisly and terrible. Okay. So I live about 10 miles from the New York City line, Queens, and about 20 miles from the Midtown Tunnel going into Manhattan. Manhattan is a violent place now, full of anarchy and disrespect. Criminals are running wild. On April 4th, a short time ago, a man named Jean Zarzula was in Grand Central Station. There's Zarzula. He walked up to a 54-year-old woman and punched her in the face, breaking her nose for no reason. New York City Judge Lori Peterson, notoriously soft on violent crime, let him out with no bail. Okay? On April 13th, 9 days later, Zarzula was again back in Grand Central Station and punched a 9-year-old girl in the face. 9 years old. Cops caught him again. Second time they caught him. Now he's being held on $100,000 cash bail. So the 54-year-old woman, still recovering, broken nose, as I said, the 9-year-old girl had to go to the hospital. And she'll never be the same. If you're 9 years old and a stranger comes over and punches you in the face, you're never going to get over that. Ever. And the only reason that Zarzullo was able to do that was because Judge Lori Peterson let him out after he punched the 54-year-old woman for no reason. This is beyond disgraceful. Lori Peterson should resign right now. But she doesn't care. So what? An elderly woman, middle-aged woman, 9-year-old girl punched. I don't care. Now, she should be impeached, but who's going to do it? Democrats control the city and state of New York. Joining us now from New York City is Detective Paul DiGiacomo. He is the president of the Detectives Endowment Association. I didn't see you at the funeral of Detective Diller. Were you there at the funeral?
Absolutely. Yes, I was there. Very sad day.
I assume you were. And you saw the anger of the people outside, 10,000 people outside St. Rose Church. I'm sure you saw it because it was palpable, right?
Absolutely, yes.
And I'm sure you saw the display of the 6,000 police officers from all over the country who came to show respect to the Diller family. I'm sure you saw that, correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So now we are in a situation where 34,000 New York City police officers are subjected to anarchy every day, putting their lives in danger. Detective Diller was 31 years old with a 1-year-old baby. What do the rank and file, the police officers themselves, who can only make arrests and protect, okay? Generally, what are they thinking, Detective?
Well, they lost confidence in our government because the Senate, the Assembly, and the City Council, they've enacted laws that further tie the hands of the police and are more concerned with the rights of the criminal element than the rights of the victims of crime.
All right, but you say they've lost confidence. Why does that matter? Does that affect the job they do when they go out every day? Are they bitter, cynical? Have they changed their job behavior? Give me a specific. What's going on the street?
Well, basically, they're making the arrests. We're taking thousands and thousands of guns off the street every day just for them, the individuals that possess them, to be let out right away and to victimize the people of the city again. The problem is that the police department is doing their part. We need the criminal justice department to do their part and keep these violent criminals behind bars.
All right. Are you seeing any... The City Council of New York generally despises New York City police officers. The legislature in Albany, okay, look at Hastie, despises your crew. The Attorney General of the state has tied the hands of New York City police officers, Letitia James, who is about 10 feet from me at the funeral of Detective Diller. Yep. Is there bitterness seeping in to the individual officers in New York City?
Oh, absolutely. The confidence level and the support by the elected officials have really taken a toll on the police on the street. Everyone that they confront now is a confrontational situation. Our hands are tied as far as what you could do and when you could do it and how you could do it. And you don't have the backing of your government. When you don't have the backing of the government, the police will not work effectively.
All right. Would you say that morale is at an all-time low among the NYPD?
My 41 years in the NYPD, this is the lowest I've ever seen.
Would you say that New York City is now a dangerous place because of the far left politics?
100%.
Would you say there is anybody trying to solve this problem? Is the governor, Hochul, trying to solve the problem? Is the mayor of New York City trying to solve the problem?
Well, actually, the mayor of New York City agrees without thoughts. It's the council that's really stopping all the pro-policing legislation. And Albany, the Senate and the Assembly, just continue to try and enact laws to tie the hands of the police and put the good law-abiding citizens of New York City in harm's way.
All right, last question. You've been on the job 41 years with rank and file, doing the detective work and now in the union. In your opinion, why has the public not risen up? You don't see demonstrations. You don't see them in favor of the police and against these progressive politicians. They don't exist. Why not?
Because everybody that cared left and are leaving at an alarming rate. People are leaving New York City and New York State at an alarming rate. Detectives and police officers are retiring and leaving.
So you think they're scared? And I agree with that partly, but I don't think there's enough leadership on the other side that organizes these kinds of things, because that has to happen. All right, Detective, thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it. We are all witnessing history, and most of us don't even know it. Important history. So the media in America on television is disintegrating, all of it, all of it. So you hearken back to the days of All in the Family, Mary Tyler Moore, Bonanza, even earlier than that, Magnum P.I., you know, on and on and on and on. Now, if a television show in prime time gets 5 million viewers, that's a hit. If a newscast in prime time gets 2 million viewers, that's a hit. And you don't get any viewers, Americans, aged 25 to 54. They're gone, vanished into the world of cyberspace and social media. And they're not coming back. And the reason that we are watching this, and again, most people don't even know this. The reason is that, number one, the news presentations, generally speaking, are so boring, it's impossible for younger people to watch them. It's impossible. That's how boring they are, okay? The entertainment is so politically correct and woke, with one exception, Blue Bloods on CBS. Okay, that is the best show on television by far. That's the only show that I watch. I don't even watch 60 Minutes anymore, because I don't know who these people are, and they're droning on and on. They don't get to the point. I mean, Wallace and Safer and those guys, they were really good. These people are professional on 60 Minutes, but they're not drawing me in. I'm sorry. Anyway, if you are a television watcher, network television, you know the difference. You've seen the deterioration, and it's continuing now. Now they have an island that you go to where they have a deal or no deal on the island. Whatever garbage they're throwing out is meant for people who have no ability to think. It's people singing songs. These people like this. All right. And the news presentations, as I said, are so stupefyingly dull and in many cases dishonest that intelligent people are going, I don't know how to watch this. Okay. So our go-to media guy is named Bernie Goldberg. Okay, you may have heard about Bernie. He wrote a book way back after he left CBS News called Bias. And he was the first one, even before me, to really pinpoint the trend in American newsrooms on television to the left. And he documented it because he was at CBS News since U.S. Grant was president. I mean, Bernie has been around. And so he knew what it was in the beginning and then what it turned into. Now, he wrote Bias, huge bestseller, after he left CBS. But before he left it, CBS News. He wrote an article in the Wall Street Journal pretty much saying that, and then took that article and turned it into a book. After he wrote the article in the Wall Street Journal, Dan Rather targeted Bernie Goldberg. And I know that because I work for Rather. I was there when Bernie was there, and Bernie was a much bigger star at CBS than I was, which was grossly unfair. But I know that. And Rather targeted Goldberg, and Goldberg was frozen out and had to leave the company. Now we have a similar situation at a lower level, NPR. So there's a guy, Uri Berliner, an executive, who basically came out and said, NPR is left and doesn't cover the news responsibly. Here is Uri's quote. An open-minded spirit no longer exists within NPR. And now, predictably, we don't have an audience that reflects America. That wouldn't be a problem for an openly polemical news outlet serving a niche audience. But for NPR, which purports to consider all things, it's devastating both for its journalism and business model, unquote. Well, for writing that, Uri got suspended, and today he quit NPR. Joining us now from North Carolina is the aforementioned media expert, Bernard Goldberg. How about that for a lead? Pretty good?
You got it all right, and you're one of the few people who's reporting on Uri Berliner who actually remembered that in 1996, I did what he did in 2024.
Exactly. There was no difference. And Berliner, like you, was personally offended because he thought it was unfair. He thinks it's unfair, right?
Exactly.
So after all this time, the left-wing media has gotten way more left than it was when you and I were at CBS News, I believe, and way more intolerant. Well, I don't know about that because you were iced. And that must have really been difficult for you, right?
Well, I was iced in a social way more than a journalistic way. Rather didn't want any part of me. You're right about that. But I had friends who didn't want to be seen within the same zip code as me, because that might get word back to Dan Rather, and who knows what might happen then. But I didn't get suspended. I didn't get fired. And I think one of the reasons is Michael Jordan came to my defense. Not that Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was the CEO of Westinghouse, the company that owned CBS at the time. And he gave an interview to a magazine in which he said, I understand what Bernie Goldberg said, and he's gone to something. And I think that saved me from being suspended or worse at CBS. And
then why, four years after you wrote the journal article, did you leave? I mean, you were a star at CBS. They were giving you all good assignments.
Because 60 Minutes 2 came along. And while some people in the front office said, this is a quote, it's a no-brainer that Bernie should be on that show, because Rather was the chief correspondent on that show, I got iced out of that show and I said, I've had enough of this crap. And I called and I quit.
Was that a wise move in hindsight?
That's a very interesting question. In hindsight, the best move I've ever made, because I wound up on your show. I wrote 5 books. None of that would have happened if I didn't quit. I would have been at CBS, and then they would have dumped me like they dumped a whole bunch of other people. And I don't know where I'd be today.
All right.
I took a chance when I quit. I took a huge chance, but it was the best move I ever made.
Okay, I'm glad it worked out. Now, one more thing on this, and then we'll go into ABC News. It's possible that people didn't want to be seen with you because you're you. Cheap shot alert. I've had dinner with Goldberg. I know he has trouble with the fork. Okay, let's go to ABC News. So that's CBS News and NPR. Now we're over at ABC. ABC News runs The View. It's incredible. But ABC News is in charge of The View, not ABC Entertainment. If it were entertainment, I'd have no beef at all. I wouldn't care what they did. But with news, it's a little bit different. So the ladies on The View are all rooting for a criminal conviction for Donald Trump. They're rooting. Roll the tape.
They are never going to find someone that doesn't know about the former twice impeached loser president, yeah. Right? They're never going to find that. But what I did find also interesting about my Super Bowl is that the legal teams will be checking the jurors' social media profiles to see if they can assess the truthfulness and intention of what they said during voir dire, which is their questioning. And I think that's really, really important, because if you start liking Trump's and you follow Trump stuff on social media, can you be impartial?
Can you be impartial? Yeah, but the others, it's okay if you hate her.
Exactly.
But when she refers to Super Bowl, she means Ms. Hostin does. And I gave Ms. Hostin her start on television, by the way, and I like her as a person. Her Super Bowl is a Trump conviction. So my question to you, Goldberg, is this. How can ABC News run this operation and then tell the American people it's fair?
I don't know. But the only thing I could conjecture from this is that it is a successful show in terms of daytime ratings. They pay their people, Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar and the others, millions and millions of dollars. So they must be making a lot of money, the show. And maybe that money is used to finance other things at ABC News. Maybe that money is used to finance coverage of the war in Ukraine and the war in Gaza. But I worked for CBS News when Walter Cronkite was the anchor, and then later Dan Rather. And I can't imagine, and I don't think, well, I'll let you speak for yourself, Bill, but I can't imagine that CBS News allowing a show like that to be part of CBS News.
It besmirches the operation.
Exactly.
When I was working for Peter Jennings, Jennings would never, ever, and Jennings was powerful, ever allowed that in a million years. And then you have George Stephanopoulos, who is deemed the top news correspondent at ABC News, when he is obviously a Democratic activist. I mean, so I think we can both conclude that all standards of fairness have collapsed at the network level. Would that be fair to say?
Well, all standards of fairness. I mean, they've been liberal, they are liberal, and they will continue to be liberal. That much, I'll go that far. But as far as The View is concerned, it's got to be, nobody thinks of The View as part of ABC News.
Right, it is.
Don't think of it in those terms. But it should never, ever happen. It shouldn't happen.
And people should know only 2 million... A little more than 2 million people a day watch the program. It's nothing. It's infinitesimal. Let's go to CNN. We'll wrap this up. So CNN thought that a new program. What was that?
It must be making some money.
It makes a little money because they just sit around on a stage and it doesn't have a big overhead. But it's not well watched in comparison to what used to be on. Okay, CNN. So they hired Gayle King, who is a CBS correspondent and anchors the CBS Morning News, and they hired Charles Barkley, who's a basketball analyst. They put them together, this is CNN, 6 months ago, hoping that one show out of all of their shows could break out and attract attention and an audience. It failed dismally. The show was canceled yesterday. Okay. I know most of my viewers have never seen the show on CNN. Here's a clip.
Charles, wait, you believe in aliens?
No.
You don't?
Because I haven't seen one.
I haven't seen one.
You can know something is true even if you haven't never seen it.
Exactly.
Well, did somebody else?
That's a good point, Neil.
Wait, first of all, that's not a good point.
Yeah, it is.
Because you are not the measure of what is true in the world. Well, somebody else would have told me.
No, but Charles, I'm knocking on your door.
When they say take me to your leader, they're going to come to you?
No, I just want to say this. What? I told you, it was an honor and a privilege to meet you.
Okay.
Yes. But if we had a person coming on here who met an alien, we wouldn't have you on the show.
Okay, so it was a fairly entertaining situation. And Barkley, the matchup with Ms. King, who's cautious, very cautious. With Barkley's a bomb thrower, that wasn't the best matchup. You need somebody to go after Barkley to provoke him, and that's how you get ratings. But I'm going to submit that whatever CNN puts on will fail because its brand is so damaged. And it's damaged because of their presidential coverage of Donald Trump. It's shot, and it's not coming back. Do you disagree?
You know, I've been thinking about this. You know, in just about every town, there's a restaurant that closes after a while. And in that same, very same location, another restaurant comes in, and that fails. And then a third restaurant comes into the very same location, and that one goes under. CNN is like a bad location. It just doesn't, it isn't hot like MSNBC with its outlandish progressive views. It isn't conservative like Fox. It's sort of like old-fashioned liberal. And in the United States of entertainment, old-fashioned liberal doesn't cut it anymore. And you're onto something, certainly, with your analysis that they went after Donald Trump during the presidential election. Nobody is surprised when MSNBC does that. Nobody is surprised when Fox fawns over Donald Trump. That's expected. CNN was sort of in the middle. It was always liberal, but it was in the middle. And when it went all in against Donald Trump, that did not help the brand. That became the location, like the bad restaurants, that became the location where almost nothing works anymore.
All right, good analysis. Bernie Goldberg, make him happy. Now, I'm making a humanitarian appeal now, so let me do it.
Humanitarian.
Make Bernard Goldberg happy. I don't think that's too much to ask. He just gave us a good 7 minutes, right? Make him happy. And it's very easy to do that. You go to BernardGoldberg.com, and he's happy. So let's all do that in response to Goldberg's appearance today. Does that make sense to everybody? Yes, it does. All right, Goldberg, we'll see you soon. Thanks for the good segment. We appreciate it. Let's go to the mail. We got Nathan Sinander, Milburn, Florida. Bill Biden's immigration policy can only be considered a blunder. Remember, we did the three worst presidential blunders last night. If you missed it and you're a premium member, concierge member, you can get it anytime. Okay. I think we have it on BillO'Reilly.com, but we did the three worst. That's what Nathan is referring to. Biden's immigration policy can only be considered a blunder if it was designed for the purpose that backfired. In this case, it is not a blunder because it is accomplishing exactly what Biden's handlers want, to dilute the American population with new Democratic voters from foreign countries. No. Okay. We are talking about adverse effects on America, not politics. Okay? Yeah, you might be right. That's the reason, but it had anything to do with a blunder. Opening the southern border hurts America in a drastic way. And that's why it's one of the three. Danley Gudamamus, Wachua City, Arizona. I know I blew the city, okay? Wachuca City. There we go, Arizona. Bill, as someone whose family migrated here from Central America, it frightens me. See millions of people entering the country unvetted. We live in an era of such division and hatred for the U.S., as you see it in recent protests. I'm afraid it's a matter of time before we get a terror attack. I do not speculate on that. If there is a terror attack tied back to the southern border, that will change politics in this country. That's all I can say. Susan Parker, Warwick, Rhode Island. I agree with you, O'Reilly, about Kamala Harris and her comment about President Trump implementing a national abortion ban. Harris is a moron, and she's dishonest as well, in addition to be not very bright. Okay? I personally believe the Supreme Court did the correct thing, sending the abortion issue back to the state. So do I. Let the folks vote on it. Okay. Lynn Donaldson, St. Petersburg, Florida. O'Reilly, you spoke about sending luggage by UPS. Yes, I did. I scorched UPS. They deserved it. But here's Lynn's tip. There's actually a company called luggageforward.com that I find reliable. Wow, thank you. We love these tips. luggageforward.com. Now you got to check it out. See what their rates are, and you know, there are reviews of all of these things on Yelp, right? Y-E-L-P, Yelp. Never really been on Yelp, but people send me stuff from it. Maurice, concierge member, and we hope everybody considers that. This is an insurance policy for your life. Bad things will happen to you. Inevitable. No one escapes. If you are a concierge member to BillO'Reilly.com, we will help you. Maurice says, I believe for many years that PBS and NPR shouldn't be funded by taxpayer money because they're biased. As a conservative, I abhor my tax money going to these outlets. If Republicans take control of Congress next year, I hope they do away with that funding. You know, I think they could target the funding a little bit better into you can only spend money on projects that are cultural, not political. I think there's a way to do this. Eileen, what language do they speak in Malta? They speak Maltese and English. The English occupied the island nation for many years. Christine, concierge member. Thank you, Christine. Thanks for sharing pictures and information on Malta. I never paid attention to the country before. It's beautiful and interesting. Yes, it is. So if you're going over to Italy, you know, you can jump down to Malta from Rome pretty easy if you want to spend a day or two. That's a tip. Okay, so we have a brand new mug that we want you to consider for Mother's and Father's Day. It is Not Woke. Not Woke. Love it. And my idea is to twin the Not Woke mug with the Self-Reliance mug. Two of them for dad or mom. In addition, if you re-up or sign up for premium membership, including concierge on BillO'Reilly.com, you get a mug free if you don't want a book. This is a win across the board. We got a Father's Day book bundle. You might want to tie into this. Killing the Witches, Killing the Legends, Killing the Killers, Killing the Mob, Killing Crazy Horse. 33% off all of them. And we will deliver it, so you'll have it in plenty of time. And, of course, Confronting the President's out September 10th. Huge advance sale on this book. I guarantee this will be perhaps the best book you have ever read. You will learn more than any other book you've ever read. I guarantee that. Word of the day, do not be a sop. S-O-P. Back with a final thought in a moment. Okay, here is the final thought of the day. As you may know, I run three corporations, which means I got people working for me, and we have to negotiate deals with vendors, and we have to do all kinds of things. So I have business people to do that. But I have to sign off on all the deals. And one of the things that I bring into all negotiations is compassion. Everybody's different. Every circumstance is different. And we try to find out, you know, the people that we're dealing with, what they are going through. Now, most business people, it's just business. Okay? Remember the scene in The Godfather, Tom Hagen, Robert Duvall? Business, not personal, Sonny. To me, it's personal. So I feel as a Christian, I have an obligation to bring compassion to my business. Now, that doesn't mean I'm a namby-pamby, great word. All right, I'm not. You screw up, I'm on it. But in your life, whether you're a business person or a personal person, compassion should be up there. Particularly if you're a judgmental person like I am. Compassion is a main theme of the New Testament. Thank you for watching and listening to the Newspin News. We'll see you tomorrow. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.